You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 160. And on today's show, we're going to talk about the hardest part of your network marketing and direct sales business. A lot of times people think it's learning, you know, all of the product knowledge and this and that and, you know, exactly what to say and all of that. But I'm here to tell you that's not what the hardest part is. So stay tuned for today's show because we're going to get into the nuts and bolts and hopefully give you some tools. Well, I'm definitely going to give you some tools, but hopefully you'll use these to overcome what that difficult challenge is for you. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, it's Jackie Ulmer, and welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, where I love delivering content that you can use, content that you can ponder, think about, and ideas and concepts to move you ahead in your business, as well as interviews, although I realize it's been a little while since I've done an interview, and that's strictly because I have had a hard time getting my calendar funneled down to the point where I can commit to interviewing people. I've got a list and a lineup of amazing people, including an attorney who is a direct sales consultant on the side, and that's really her passion. I can't wait to share that with you. And a life coach, business coach, who I've met here locally in the Ventura area. I've got some great interviews that I'm going to be bringing to you, so definitely stay tuned. I haven't forgotten about those. It's just been so darn busy in a good way, and so I find myself recording my podcast in the wee hours of the morning or the late hours of the evening when I can sneak in time. And, you know, dealing with even West Coast to East Coast and all around, it's hard to find interviewees who are game for that. So what I'm doing on today's show, we're going to talk about the hardest part of this business and how to overcome it. And this is taken from a live call that I did back in October of 2012. And it's kind of funny because some things remain timeless, some things never change. Now, I do a lot of mindset coaching. And as I've mentioned, I'm in the final phase of getting my life coach certification, and I'm loving the coaching process and what I've learned and just, you know, how life and business definitely intersect and they run together. So if you're interested in getting some coaching, if you've got blocks, mindset blocks, or anything that's holding you back in your business, head on over to streetsmartwealth.com/coach. And you'll find the details there on my one-on-one coaching program, as well as my membership site, my group coaching on the membership site, where you have access twice a month on live calls, as well as the interactive forum over there. All right. So with that, stay tuned. I'm going to bring you the hardest part of your direct sales business and how you can overcome it. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the call. This is Jackie Ulmer from JackieUlmer.com, and I just wanted to let you know that this is a call that I have pre-recorded because as you listen to this, I'm on a plane headed to Charlotte, North Carolina for a company event. So I'll be doing a presentation there for real estate agents tomorrow, as well as a social media meetup type presentation. So if you're in the area, let me know if you want the details. And if you have questions, please do post them over on our Facebook wall, and I'll get to those. And you can access that over at www.facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. Just post them there on the wall, not as a private message, just right there on the wall, and we'll go through it. And I always appreciate interacting with you and hearing what you have to share. And I would love to know that you listened in. So take just a minute to head over to the Facebook page and chime in that you were here. And then remember what I've taught on social media, your comments, your shares, and your status updates can create curiosity among your friends when they see what you've been doing show up in the news feed. So I've actually sponsored two people from my elementary school days who have watched me interacting and sharing indirectly about my business through the news feed. I didn't contact them directly. Again, they saw it in the news feed. So always keep in mind that these things that you can be doing randomly, dropping clues about your business, can go a long way toward sponsoring. And then, of course, any other questions that you may have are always welcome there as well. On today's call, we're going to be covering the hardest part of this business and how to overcome it. Now, I want you to write this down, and I want you to take this very seriously because it's so true. The hardest part of this business is between your ears. It's nothing else. It's not how to talk to people. It's not how to follow up. It's not any of that. It's what goes on in your brain about your business. What goes on between your ears? It's the self-talk and the fears and the doubts and just the made-up stuff that you put into the mix. So often we get signed up in a business and we get so excited and we make that list. We make a few calls and then we get met maybe with a little bit of resistance, and that's when we begin to doubt our own decision. And why is that? Why is it that we can put so much emphasis in another's opinion about what we're doing? And how much of the time is it really an opinion as opposed to them just not wanting to get involved at this time? So again, we go about making up stuff, and that stuff is that, it must be a bad decision. Network marketing stinks. Oh, it's wrong. MLM's a pyramid. Just different things like that. So here are some other things that we make up about this business. MLM has a bad reputation, and my friends might not approve of what I'm doing. MLM has a bad reputation, and so none of my friends are going to be interested, so I should probably talk to people I know first. Oh, I can't call Dave. He's super successful as an attorney, and he would not be interested. Or Jane's a doctor, so she wouldn't be interested. Why is it that often it's our friends who need the money the most who are the ones that we start with on our list? And very often the ones who need the money the most are the ones who can't come up with the money to get started in a business, right? Can you relate to that? So imagine shifting that mindset and thinking, gosh, Dave and Jane are two of the most successful people I know. They're exactly the type of people I would like to be working with. When you think about it, what do you have to lose by notifying everyone you know and doing so by using the third-party approach that we've talked about so many times? You don't have to ask them directly if they're interested. You just have to let them know what it is that you're doing and then let them make a decision. But instead, most of us are making a decision for those people who we know by assuming that they won't be interested. Think about some of the top people and income earners in your company. What were their professions before network marketing? I know, just thinking back quickly and doing a rundown of the top 10 in my very first company, that top 10 list was made up of a high school teacher and coach. He went on to make over $1 million a month. That is not an error. He went on to make over $1 million a month with that company. There were several real estate brokers. One couple, they were the owner of several fitness centers. We had a dentist, a car salesman, someone who owned a very successful small IT company, and then we had other small business owners. Most of these people were already six-figure annual income earners and likely on the chicken list of many. So again, think about your company's top 10 list. Would you have the nerve to contact them if you knew them and were just starting the business? What would it have meant to your business if you had sponsored them into it? Where would you be today if you had known them and had been willing to make that phone call and show them what you're doing? Another thing we make up about the business is that once we've introduced the business to someone, that they're going to call us if they're interested. Nothing could be further from the truth. In some cases, they will. There's no doubt about that. But in most cases, it's going to be up to you to be consistent with your follow-up. So let's get into some things then that you can do to create the vision and motivation you want to have success and clean out that stuff that's going on between your ears that's standing in the way, that stuff that's the tough stuff in the business. First, it is so important to set realistic expectations for yourself and for your business. One of the biggest mistakes one can make is to set some super high goals that are so far outside of the ballpark that there's just no way to really achieve them. We get excited and we think we're going to totally clear our calendar and do nothing but our business. And often we do this when we're at a Super Saturday event, a regional event, maybe our initial training, or even at our company convention. I know this used to happen to me all the time. I'd go to convention, get so excited, set all these big goals, everything I was going to do. And then I would come home and real life would get in the way. The kids would need, you know, driven for carpool. Maybe you have a real job that gets in the way. And you can fill in the blank as to what it is that typically gets in the way for you in this type situation. So setting some realistic goals and plans for yourself is imperative. Have your goals in writing, and that's going to help you and your team with what's known as buyer's remorse if that happens for you. Having those goals in writing is going to clarify some things for you. Buyer's remorse is that thing that comes up when a new rep gets started, they talk to a few people, and they experience what we call a shutdown. And then they wonder if they made the right decision. And it's easy to get bogged down in other people's opinions that can be offered to us, sometimes by those who really aren't familiar with what we're doing. They may think they know what we're doing, but they really don't. So here are some things to keep in mind around that. And really, know this going in, and you're going to do just fine. Not everyone is going to tell you yes, and you may hear a few no's before you get to some yeses. You may even hear some no's from some people who you really thought would be perfect and you just knew in your heart of hearts that they would be interested. If you know this going in and you're prepared for it, then you're going to be expecting to hear some no's from some who you are hoping are going to join you. Can you prepare for that now? Can you handle that if and when they say no? Here is one thing I absolutely positively assure you. If you will stick with your business, develop your business skills, and keep following up with those who you have talked to previously, many of those will come back and say yes at a later time. See, that's my story, and that's why I know it's true. I said no way before I said yes. Nothing had changed in the business, the products, the compensation plan, and all that stuff when I decided to say yes. But what had changed was me, and now I was ready. I'm not unique in that. There are a lot of other people out there who are going through the same situation. So if you can be consistent with follow-up and just touching base with people, letting them know that you're still involved, you'll be amazed at how your business will grow with people who you talk to in the very, very beginning. Now, another thing is, remember that other people can only affect you if you allow them to. Their opinion does not reflect on you, your company, the products, or your decision. It's simply a reflection of them and where they are in their life right now, and that's not a bad thing either. But I will say, if someone happens to be mean or nasty about it, then that speaks a bit to their character and their own insecurities, in my humble opinion. Here's something to say when someone begins to offer their opinion about what you're doing without having seen the business overview or in any way looked at it. You know, you can't really have an opinion about what I'm doing if you haven't even seen what it is. So I appreciate that you want to have this conversation. So if you would like to look it over and then give me an educated opinion, I would love to continue this conversation at that point. What can someone say back to that, really? Remember, very often when they ask, "Is this MLM?" they are waiting to see how solid your belief is by your reaction to the question. So I'm going to ask you, how solid are you? Does that question upset you? Does it make you fumble and wonder what to say? You've got to be really, really solid in your belief. There are times for all of us in this business when we feel disappointed or let down. That's totally normal. Whether you open an ice cream shop or start a network marketing business, this is going to happen to you. Call your sponsor when these things happen and listen to their encouragement, as they have been there too. The primary shutdowns are when someone tells us no, someone tells us we're crazy, or they laugh at our decision, or someone who we really thought was going to be a superstar quits before they ever really get started. Here's how you can handle that. Get back into action. When someone says no, force yourself to make one more phone call. When someone laughs at you, use the verbiage that I just gave you to let them know they aren't entitled to share an opinion with you until they've looked at what you're doing. And then again, get back into action. And when someone quits, the same thing. Get into action and replace them with another person. But do keep the lines of communication open, because people do come back. Many of you have heard the story of my neighbor Janine, who gave me the biggest and ultimately the most motivating shutdown of my career. I was fairly new getting started, and I was trying to do my business the right way. I'd made my list, and she lived right next door to me. I'd put together my packet. At that time, my packet included a brochure and a cassette. I was using third-party tools way back then. I got up my nerve. I walked over to Ginny's house. I started to ring the doorbell. I pulled my finger back. Oh, I hesitated. I started to ring the doorbell. I pulled my finger back. I hesitated some more. I started to ring the doorbell, and finally I made myself just ring the doorbell. She opened it. Yeah, basically was kind of her attitude. I said to her, hey, Janine, you know, Mark and I have started working on a side business, and I don't know if you would be interested, but I would love to share some details with you. I have a cassette here and a brochure, and I probably didn't say it that eloquently. I probably stumbled all over my words, but nonetheless, all I was trying to do was pass off the packet to her. Well, she took one look at me, kind of squinted her eyes, threw her head back, and then forward, slapped her hand on her leg and just literally laughed out loud. She roared, laughed out loud at me. And I felt myself turn every shade of red. I felt this white hot, then red hot energy coming up through my body. And I basically don't even remember what I said, but I couldn't get out of there fast enough. And I went home and I was humiliated and I was mad and I was upset. And there was a little tiny part of me that wanted to quit the business right then and there. I wish that I had never gone over there. But what I really allowed that to do ultimately is I allowed that to fester and brew and create a positive motivation for me that there was no way I was ever going to let Janine be right. She said something like, oh, you got involved in one of those things never work or something like that. I made a decision that day that there was no way that Janine was going to be right. And maybe you have a Janine in your life. I don't know. Maybe you've experienced this. And if you have, I hope that you've adopted the same attitude as me. Again, there is no way that Janine is ever going to be right. I did a recent interview call with Richard Brook, and we talked about his book, Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire. Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire, and it's available at his website at richardbrook.com. And there's an E at the end of Brook. So it's Richard Brook, BROOKE.com. Here are some ideas from the book that he shares. First question to ask is, what is your vision that you've created? What's the vision that you've created of your past? What's the vision that you've created of your present? And what's the vision that you've created of your future? We all have movies that we run in our heads, moving pictures, and they create the feelings that we feel all around the things that we do and experience. These are our personal visions. We all need self-motivation in order to work our business and be successful. And our self-motivation is tied up in the visions that we have for ourselves. So we can change our self-motivation by actively working on changing the pictures or the visions that we run through our minds. See, we need certain types of energies for success, and these energies are enthusiasm, physical energy, courage, persistence, confidence, conviction, and creativity. And I'm going to say those again. We need enthusiasm, physical energy, courage, persistence, confidence, conviction, and creativity. So I want you to look at that list and kind of rate yourself on each of those, where you are right now in each of those categories of energy and where you want to be. See, when we're motivated, we are in command of the energies from this list, and we can and will do anything we set our minds to. Think about it when you get up and you're motivated to work out. You have physical energy. You have the courage to do it. You're going to stay persistent with it. You have confidence and conviction about your workout. So when you're motivated, we have those energies. We can, and again, we can and will do anything we set our minds to. So the question for you is, what have you set your mind to? Desire is great. And what we want is great too, but it doesn't have any real effect on getting the job done. We may have wanted something for years, and that we may have wanted that something for years, and yet we may be no closer to getting it than when we started wanting it. Does that sound familiar? Maybe you've been working on your business for a long time and you have the desire to be at the top. You have that desire and that strong. You want that so badly, but you're no closer to it than you were really when you got started. I know it sounds familiar to a lot of people. So when you think about it, what it is that you really want from your business or anything in your life, do you have a vision in your mind that you play over and over of seeing yourself getting it, of achieving it, of mastering it? If you can answer yes, then you will see that you're progressing toward it. It may be a slow pace, but if your vision is in place, that's what's going to move you into action and move you toward that goal. Now, motivation really has you know, no conscience. Motivation has no conscience whatsoever. It doesn't care what you want. It's not interested in what you want or don't want. It's not interested in what you need or don't need. It only produces itself in accordance with what you expect. The movies you watch, the scenarios in which you believe, all show your subconscious, and you know, basically, it basically shows your subconscious what your motivation is. So motivation has no conscience. You must come to believe certain things before they are going to come to pass. Otherwise, we can really get stuck on, you know, only what we've previously achieved. I want you to think about how Olympic and world-class athletes do this. How many times have you heard them talk about seeing it in their minds over and over before it actually happened? It's no different for you and me. Without belief and vision, we may stay stuck in a vicious cycle of mediocrity. You must establish a vision for your future, one that has no connection whatsoever to your past in order to move you forward. The past does not equal the present. The past does not equal the future. Just because you've failed at something before, or maybe you've perceived yourself as a failure, it doesn't mean it has to stay that way. You have the ability to change that at any time in your life. But you have to believe something that you've not yet experienced in order to do this. I'm going to say that again. You have to believe something that you've not yet experienced in order to move yourself forward. You have to absolutely, positively know that it will happen, and you must run that movie over and over again in your mind. Remember this, your subconscious mind cannot distinguish the difference between real and made up. So if you tell your subconscious mind that you're earning $10,000 a month from your business, it believes it and it goes about finding a way to see the job through. But when you falter and you go backwards and you tell yourself or you begin to see yourself as only making $100 or so a month and never doing more than that, guess what happens? Your subconscious mind believes it and it goes about seeing that job through. So you have to get very clear on what your vision is, and you have to force yourself to see that vision over and over again in your mind. The conscious mind, however, it does know the difference. So when you say to your conscious mind, oh, I'm making $10,000 a month, your conscious mind has the tendency to go, oh, you schmuck, you aren't either, you're making that up. It takes, you know, your subconscious mind will talk to you all the time, very often with negative chatter, self-opinions, and judgments. And that's what keeps us playing small. So you want to work on your subconscious mind and hearing that picture painted for you over and over again, seeing that picture painted for you over and over again. So what you need to know is that you are going to want to make up your own movie of what you want and play it over and over again. One way that I do this is I create my own MP3. There are simple programs you can do it. Audacity. I think it's audacity.com. I have a Mac, so I have Guitar Band on there. I create my MP3s there, just burn them, and I can play those over and over again repeatedly and get that vision going in my mind of what it is that I want to achieve. And you can do the exact same thing. So create your own MP3, write out a script of what you want it to say, how you see your life playing out, how you see your business playing out, what rank you're at, what income level you're making, how things are going in your family life. Just paint that whole vision for yourself of what your overall life looks like. And then burn that, create that in an MP3. And you can even do it. Mine is typically about 15 minutes long, and I will repeat it to make an hour-long MP3 that I can play over and over and over again. And then I burn that to my iPod, I burn it on a CD, and very often I play it at night as I fall asleep. I fall asleep to listening to it. I fall asleep listening to that vision of what I want playing over and over again in my mind. I see it in my mind. I feel it as I'm listening to it. And guess what? Things begin to show up and come true. I see it, I believe it, and it's moved me through everything that I once perceived as hard in this business. So I say it again. The only place that this business is difficult is in your own mind and in that area where you make things up about what other people think, how your ability to perform, and that type thing. So if you are now achieving what you want in terms of income, how do you think that you would think and feel? Think of what that goal is for yourself. What's that goal that you've set for yourself of what you want to be making? Now, get into that feeling place of what that's going to feel like when you're there. Feel that. Allow that to kind of take over your body and give you that positive vibe. If you felt that way and you were achieving that, who would you be willing to share your business with? Would you be excited about offering this to them? Would you be more persistent? Would you be better at follow-up? Would you be enthusiastic? I want you to try it, and I want you to see what happens. See if this business doesn't just get easy all the way around when you start painting that positive vision and you start seeing that over and over again in your mind. It really, really is powerful. And if you're looking for a simple training program to help you get your business launched or relaunched with MP3s that you can download and listen to in your car, at the gym, or wherever you are, and something that's simple to understand, simple to implement, and simple to duplicate with your team, and simple to use to create the business that you want, then I want to encourage you to check out my MLM Business Mastery Program. You can find the details on that at http://jackiealmer.com/shop/MLM-business-mastery. jackiealmer.com/shop/MLM-business-mastery. So check that out, give that a try, and I think you'll find that you've got a powerful program there that you can use to move you forward in your business. So thanks for your time today, and again, please post any questions, any comments, any conversation that you have about this over at the Facebook page, and you can do that at facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and let's keep the conversation going. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.